Let's talk about relaxation. All the methods used in the eradication of errors of refraction are simply different ways of obtaining relaxation. So, how does one learn to relax his or her eyes? The first exercise we'll discuss is palming. Most, but not all, people find it easiest to relax with their eyes shut. When the eyes are shut for a few minutes to rest, flashes of improved vision are, as a rule, very quickly obtained. But some light comes through the closed eyelids, so a way to improve the resting potential for the eyes is called palming. This is done by covering the closed eyes with the palms of the hand, with the fingers being crossed upon the forehead, in such a way as to avoid any pressure on the eyeballs. This position is so successful for resting the eyes that many people assume this position automatically when their eyes are tired. The object is to see a black field when the eyes are covered in this way. Any disturbance of mind or body, such as fatigue, anger, depression, or worry, can make it difficult for a person to see black when they palm. They may see illusions of lights and colors ranging from an imperfect black to a kaleidoscopic appearance. People who fail to see even an approximate black when they palm state that instead of black, they see streaks or floating clouds of gray or flashes of light or patches of color such as red, blue, yellow, or green. These people may be helped by the memory of a black object. If the memory of the object is perfect, then when palming takes place, the whole background will be black. The longer some people palm, the greater the relaxation they obtain and the darker the shade of black they are able both to remember and see. Others are able to palm successfully for short periods, but begin to strain if they keep it up too long. But remember, it is impossible to succeed by effort or by attempting to concentrate on the black. One must instead relax and allow the muscles of the eye to relax so seeing becomes passive. Although the majority of persons are helped by palming, a minority are unable to see black and only increase their strain by trying to get relaxation in this way. Some of the methods of relaxation we will now discuss will help in palming. But when palming is successful, it is one of the best methods for securing relaxation of all the sensory nerves, including those of sight. When perfect relaxation is eventually obtained, as indicated by the ability to see a perfect black, it is completely retained when the eyes are opened and the person's sight is permanently improved. Next is shifting and swinging of the eye. It is impossible for the eye to fix a point longer than a fraction of a second. If it tries to do so, it begins to strain and the vision is lowered. Even though it cannot be easily seen, the normal eye shifts unconsciously, the movements being so rapid that objects seem to be seen all alike simultaneously. The shifting of the eye with normal vision is usually not conspicuous, but it can always be demonstrated by direct examination with the ophthalmoscope. The eye is capable of shifting with such rapidity that the normal eye can read 14 letters at the bottom line of an eye test card so rapidly that they seem to be seen all at once. Normal sight is impossible without continual shifting. And such shifting is a striking illustration of the mental control necessary for normal vision. So one of the best methods of improving the sight is to imitate consciously the unconscious shifting of normal vision and to realize the apparent motion produced by such shifting. A couple of methods that Dr. Bates suggests are the following. Number one, look at a letter on an eye test card. Then shift to a letter on the same line far enough away so that the first letter is seen worse. Now look back at the first letter and you'll see the second one worse. Look at the letters alternately for a few seconds, seeing worse the one not being looked at. When this is successful, both letters improve and appear to move from side to side in a direction opposite to the movement of the eye. This perceived movement is called swinging. A second exercise is to look at a large letter on an eye test card. Then look at a smaller one a long distance away from it on another eye test card. The large one is then seen worse. Look back and see it better. Then repeat this 5 or 6 times. When successful, both letters improve and the test card appears to move up and down. Another way to use this method of shifting as well as using memory is to shift from an eye test card at 3 or 5 feet away to one at 10 or 20 feet away. The unconscious memory of the letter seen at the near point helps to bring out the one at the distance. These types of exercises will have varying success with different individuals. If any method does not succeed, it should be abandoned after 1 or 2 trials and something else tried. It is a mistake to continue the practice of any method that does not yield prompt results. The cause of the failure is strain, and it does no good to continue the strain. If it is impossible to practice with an eye test card, other objects may be utilized. One can shift, for instance, from one building to another while looking from a window, or from one car to another, or from one part of a car to another part. Or when talking to people, one can shift from one person to another, or from one part of the face to another part. Shifting gives a person something definite to do and is often more successful than other methods of obtaining relaxation.